A spirit of love will always be around us, even when darkness falls, it's flowing everywhere. So when the trouble comes, we will be alright, 'cause for each other we will always be there.
In the rough season, baby, you and me. In the rough season, we succeed.
And now, The Rough Season, a 10-part series. Today, episode 4, Bracing the Storm. Featuring Almel Gordon as Esme, Brendan Lakai as Jerry, Anthea Octave as Delthea, Taliba Kwashi as Keisha, and Marvin George as Miguel.
Hello?
Night, neighbor.
Hi, Miguel.
So it's start.
Yes. I never see rainfall so hard in my life. It's since 10 o'clock last night it fallen, so you know, this like no on the ark.
Yes, but in a way I glad the rain falling.
Glad?
Yes, Nabes. You see, before the rain start, how the place was still. No breeze blowing, the place real quiet and you're just waiting and waiting. That had me too anxious, sweet.
Anxious?
You know what I mean.
Ow!
What is that?
I'm making tea. I wasn't looking and touched the kettle.
You're right, though.
Yes, it's nothing serious.
Good. How's the family?
Everyone in the living room following the hurricane on TV. Esme here, too.
Esme, what you doing there?
She was afraid to be alone in the hurricane, so we invited her to stay with us until it's over.
Okay.
It's better as well. You know, it's much safer to have people around you in case anything happens during a hurricane.
That is true. Whoa! So how the child taken this? Because I is my heart pounding.
She very frightened. Esme trying her best to keep her at ease.
The blind leading the blind.
Miguel, don't be like that. Actually, she's doing a good job.
I'm glad to hear that. I could talk to Jerry.
Yeah, hold on. Jerry!
Yeah?
Pick up the phone!
Okay. Hello?
Jerry! How the weather treating your boy?
Hey, Miguel boy, how are you?
Miguel, I go on, take care.
Bye, Nibs. This is Rene boy.
Yeah, boy. It's about 5 hours non-stop it's falling, you know.
Imagine we not getting the full brunt of it. Them people in the east must be under real pressure.
Well, the reports say they have high storm surges and strong winds. I hope the people there follow the authorities' advice and evacuate.
I hope so.
Although we're not getting the heavy wind like in the east, I'm concerned about this rain, you know.
It's a good thing I take your advice and put up them sandbags. All now so my apartment underwater, you know.
Yes.
I still not taking any chance. I put all my important things on top of the wardrobe.
Yeah.
And the fridge and what I couldn't put there as the neighbor upstairs to keep for me.
But look at we here, boy. Just the other day we were saying that we always luck here. The hurricane not going to come here.
Well, luck run out tonight.
True, boy, true.
In this sofa. Invest in them storm shutters I read about.
So you're a convert? No!
Oh, yeah. I was talking to a cousin in the east earlier and he tell me how the breeze pick up some debris and break his window and now your house getting soaked down.
Gee.
I'm not taking that chance if another one come. It shutters for me.
I might do the same thing, yes. It's less work than putting up the plyboard.
I hear Esme over there.
Yeah, she with my daughter. You know, she's a big help, you know. Keisha was real frightened earlier about, you know, Esme. And Esme calmed her down, you know. And she was singing to her and things like that. I'm glad she came over.
Here, Jerry, I made some tea.
Thanks.
What?
No, not you. Dalton made some tea for me.
Oh, okay. Anyway, I will talk to you later.
Oh, okay, man. Yeah, later.
Esme, I made some tea.
Shh, she's sleeping.
How you manage that?
I have a way with children.
Not a minute too soon. It's 4 in the morning. Here's your tea. Let me have her. I'll put her to bed.
Nice tea.
Thanks. Let me just tuck her in. Give me 5 minutes.
Okay.
Esme, I must thank you for what you have done tonight, you know. You've made things a lot easier for us, especially Keisha.
It was nothing, man.
So, what's wrong? What's wrong? Are you just like you're just staring into space?
Well, I'm just worried about my family living in the East. They don't like to spend their money. Yeah. When they build a house up there, they did a lot of things to cut cost. I hope the house holds up.
Who would have thought we would come to this, huh? Only having hope that we're held up in our homes.
She's fast asleep. When she gets up, this will all be over.
Look, they're having an update on the TV.
Raise the volume.
News. Floods, landslides, and widespread destruction in the wake of the first hurricane to hit the island in over 25 years. Emergency services are now responding to the numerous calls for help in low-lying areas.
Oh no!
The light's gone!
Oh my God!
Where's the touch light?
I'll go get it.
Quick! Keisha must be frightened!
Oh, the poor child!
It's in the kitchen!
Jerry?
I'm alright. It's so dark, that's all.
Because you should have kept the touchlight with you all the time, you see.
Look, don't worry now. I'll get it.
Hurry.
Just know.
You get it?
It's around here somewhere.
Jerry?
Got it.
Good. Come quick, Keisha alone.
Look, I'm coming.
Look, you see, she's sleeping.
Thank God.
She must be really tired.
Yeah, she's normally in bed by 8.
Look, all right, then she's fine. Can we go now?
I was overreacting.
No, you were not, you know. I would have been the same way.
Shine the light where I can see Jerry. I not seen where I go in.
Sorry.
That's better. Where do you have the flashlight?
Give me a second. It's in the kitchen, huh? Here.
I'm tired, yes. I think I'll go to bed now.
Yeah, I think we better call it a night.
All right, well, you go ahead. I'm coming just now.
Okay, good night.
Good night, darling.
Yeah, good night.
Oh, God, I'm so tired.
Oh, my God, what's that?
Ah, something hit the house!
Delta, Esme! Look, what's going on? What was that? The whole house shake.
Ah! Keisha, oh, no!
Keisha! Ah! Keisha!
What's going on here?
Keisha!
Open the door, Jerry!
No, I can't. It is jammed.
Keisha!
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 All right, now, Keisha, open the door. Look, step back.
What you doing, Jerry?
Look, I'm going to break it down.
Be careful, Ed. Be careful.
Mom! Keisha!
Goodness Lord, the roof gone.
What's that? What's that in the room?
It's a tree. It fell through the roof.
Where is she? I can't see her. Keisha!
Keisha!
Look, I think she had over there.
Where?
Yes, look!
Look, hold it. Look, I'll get her. Here, hold the torchlight.
I have it.
Come in, Keisha. Come in.
Quiet, baby. Daddy's coming for you. Quiet, baby. You got her?
I can't get closer. Look, I can't get to these branches. Don't you? Look, get it, cutlass. It's with my tool.
Okay.
Is she all right?
Look, I don't know, Keisha. Keisha, darling. Keisha. Don't worry, I'll get you out just now, all right?
Don't worry, honey. We'll get you out, okay?
Jerry, look the cutlass.
My tongue.
Be careful, Jerry.
Come, Keisha. Come, Keisha. You can have her.
Keisha, baby. Jerry, she bleeding.
Quick, carry her to the bathroom.
Right. My baby, my poor baby.
You have a first aid kit?
Yes.
Get it and a clean cloth.
Oh, sure.
Go!
Okay.
Rest her here, Jerry.
Right.
Where the first aid kit?
Here.
Good. Give me.
You know first aid, Esme?
Yes. I did the first aid course with the Red Cross. Okay, Keisha. Calm down. We all here.
What you doing?
Checking to see if you have any broken bones. Her arms and legs seem to be all right. Any sharp pain here? Okay. Her ribs are okay.
What about the bleeding leg?
Don't worry, the cut's not severe. We can take care of it. Deltia, go bring a bowl of water. Come, Jerry. We have to wash our hands before we do anything.
Is Michigan going to be all right?
Yes, man. Don't worry.
It was a lucky thing you were here tonight, you know.
Here's the water.
Put it there. Where the cloth?
Here.
Give me. Deltia, hold up her leg.
Okay.
Jerry, apply some pressure to the cut to stop the bleeding.
All right, all right.
Hold her there for a second. I have to wet the cloth. All right. Here we go.
Calm down, Kishore. She haven't touched you yet.
Take it easy, Deltia. She just frightened. Kisha, don't worry. It's not going to hurt. See? I just cleaned the cut. Dear. That didn't hurt now, did it?
No.
Where the bandages?
Here.
That's me. Look, I never knew you could do this to me.
Well, I don't boast about it.
It's a good thing you're here. I don't know what greater grief was in here.
Don't relax yet now. The storm ain't over. It ain't over.
It's the hurricane season. Flooding is a normal occurrence at this time. Near hilly areas where there is an absence of vegetation, mudslides and landslides are likely. Ensure that you are not in danger of being in their paths. Also, practical knowledge of first aid is an important skill to have during the uncertain times of a hurricane.
A spirit of love will always be around us, even when
Rough Season is written by Eric Barry and produced by Arts in Action, Center for Creative and Festival Arts, University of the West Indies, for the Pan American Health Organization, the United Nations International Strategy for Disaster Reduction, the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies, and the Association of Caribbean States.